We're welcoming back to Soggy Waconia as we get a little maintenance on the mound right now, Randy Rostein.
Maintenance on the mound, maintenance in the batter's box as they're bringing in some Diamond Dry. Trying to keep it playable here for this half inning. Light rain continues to fall. We are seeing lightning. I don't know the exact direction there, but it looks like it's out to the southwest over Highway 5 that comes into Waconia. It looks like Spring Hill and New Ulm, they packed their bags. Their buses have taken their fans and everybody home, and all that remains is some Kimball fans and some Alexandria fans. And some workers.
And two guys who work at a radio station in Albany.
That's right.
And one of their dads who brought them here. As for the Express in the 11th, it'll be Matt Digman, Brooks Marquartz, and then the lineup flips over for Austin Rooley. Dylan Haskamp's been good out of the pen. As he has fired four shutout innings out of that bullpen for Alexandria. First pitch for a ball.
He's given them some huge innings.
Haskamp right back, his 1-0 pitch. Missing for a ball as well, now 2-0.
Well, we had an 11-inning ball game in Hamburg, our first game of this state tournament, Kirby.
2-0 pitch, that's on the corner for a strike, now 2-1. That was, of course, the Spring Hill comeback victory over Delano. 2-1 pitch, fouled to the screen. Evens it up at 2-2.
I'm sure the Express could kick themselves. They had so many opportunities in those early innings, leaving over 10 guys on base already. Yeah, 11 men on base.
As that pitch is cut on and missed, as in the dirt, but flipped over by the catcher Thompson to retire Matt Digman for out number one. For Haskamp, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 strikeouts now, Randy, entering his fifth inning of work. 4 1/3. Now they got a towel out there. Jeez. I mean, it's raining awfully hard.
Yeah. Trying to keep home plate
clean.
Clean.
Weird concept. As umpire maybe barking something over to the Kimball dugout. Brooks Marquardt into the batter's box. He's got the lone run for Kimball thus far today. As the first offering to Brooks, missing down in the zone. Back in the third inning, he singled. Got to second on a ground ball. Came across the score on an RBI Jordan Joseph single. As the 1-0 pitch, that is popped up. As Thompson back for a look, he's still looking. He will not have a play as that's off the overhang here. 1-1 the count. What a chance for Alec there. You talked about Kimball's chances. Alec, second and third.
Once again, right here on the Route 64.
One away. Couldn't get it in.
Stage live homegrown
artist. Yes, 1-1 the count right now.
Right here at the Minnesota State Fair. Tomorrow you can stop by at 3 o'clock.
Haskamp gets the sign. 1-1 pitch. That's missing low.
Live.
Now 2-1.
Here's Earl Thomas Conley.
Brooks on the day. He's got a three-hit day going. Doubled his last time up back in the eighth inning. As this pitch, missing for a ball. 3-for-4 on the day for Brooks Marquardt. 3-1. Haskamp's 3-1. That's hit on the ground towards short. Curry fields. Throws across the diamond is low, and it gets past the first baseman as Brooks trips as he gets past first. He's going to stay right there.
He tried to turn the corner, and the first baseman got in the way of him.
So Brooks is aboard at first. He's kind of slow to get up. Go ahead, run on base. And now the top of the order here.
Case in point, wet ball maybe?
Wet ball.
Thumbed her.
Curry had plenty of time there. That'll bring Austin Rooley to the plate for Kimball.
Look how far back third baseman's playing.
Way
Austin
back.
Likes to bunt.
Does he now? Uh-oh. As Haskamp set, the first offering, that's missing low for a ball to Rooley. Struck out in the first inning. Grounded out, that got Brooks over in the third. Walked in the fourth, singled in the sixth, struck out in the ninth inning. Marquardt a nice lead. As Haskamp comes home, that pitch in at the knees for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Kimball trying to push one across here. Rain falling in Waconia. 1-1, top 11. As the 1-1 pitch cut on and missed, Brooks is going to take off on the low throw, and Brooks is going to be out at second base. It looked like a safe call initially, and then the umpire, I don't know if Brooks slid off the bag or what.
I think Brooks slid too far, and he couldn't get his hand back to second base. So second time in this game, Brooks was thrown out at third and now thrown out at second. Tom Marquardt just asking the umpire what's the deal.
So 1-2 the count with two away. The batter, Austin Rooley. Haskamp will work from the full windup again. The right-hander ready. His 1-2 to Rooley. That's missing high for a ball. That will even our count up at 2-2. Plate umpire walking around. Ooh, boy. Big crack of lightning in right center, and now the... Is the plate umpire something in his ear? What's going on with this guy?
I don't know.
Pointing to his ear. As 2-2 the count. As the 2-2 pitch off speed, that's missing inside. Fills it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Camp ready. His payoff pitch, that is chopped on the infield. Bobbled, no throw. Reaching on that infield chopper will be Rooley.
Be a hit.
That's got to be a hit, because that was a very tough play for Chris Curry. As running in hard, Randy, I mean, it was a tough play.
Oh.
But then by the time he gets it into his hand, it's...
Yeah, really just a so pass down the line, Kirby. That
got to be quick with it. Better bring Tommy Friesen to the plate.
Kimball needs a hit here in the gap, and Rooley from first to home.
As Haskamp ready. First offering to Friesen. That's missing high for a ball. Alec in the 11th will have Stockert, Carlson, Stockert. Blake Stockert still in the game. Rain, how would you quantify it? Light rain at the moment?
Light rain, yeah.
Not a downpour by any means. 1-1 the count. As Friesen came up empty, that big swing. Two walks already for Friesen. 1-1 pitch, that's lifted to left field. Having it measured and making the catch in left is Carter Stockert. Stockert puts it away, and that retires Friesen for out number three, and that does it for Kimball in the 11th. They score no runs on one hit. No runs on two hits, excuse me. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. To the bottom of the 11th, coming up in 1 minute, right here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
The experts at Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gilk Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at GilkPlumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. Well,
We welcome you back to Laconia, and Randy, if Kimball loses this game, you're going to look at a certain column on their pitching line, aren't you?
Unreal. Hit by pitch, Blake Stockard.
Stockard hit by the pitch as the game-winning run on for Alexandria now. They bunted last time as Eric Carlson will step into the batter's box. He's been hit by a pitch twice tonight. Joseph's first offering as he puts a beautiful bunt down the third baseline. Fielded, low throw, and bobbled out on the play. Beyer got it right before the runner Carlson came across. Just in time on that bobble. Sacrifice in order at second base is Stockard, but great play right there by Adam Beyer.
That was one heck of a play by Adam Beyer. First of all, just the ball in front of him, and then he got a good hop off his chest that he was able to grab it as that runner just was crossing.
So it's Carter Stockert trying to get Blake Stockert. Blake Stockert is, he got thrown out at the plate. That play that got Cade Marquardt thrown out of the game. So he's at second. Carter Stockert to the plate. Joseph's first offering. Big swing and a miss right there by Carter Stockert, who is 0 for 4 on the day. Game-winning run at second base with one out here in the bottom of the 11th. Second round of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Joseph gets the sign from Scott Marquardt, who had replaced Cade. One strike pitch. That hits him. Unbelievable, Randy. So that's what, eight hit by pitches?
Eight hit by pitches.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight hit by pitches by Kimball here. And now we're going to see Tom Marquardt out of the dugout. And he's going to have a word as
number nine hitter Sabalco coming to the plate.
Going to the pen, Randy. They did sneak someone down there on us. Are we going to play Name That Dingman?
Zach Dingman. The left-hander.
The lefty coming out. Randy, who is making this broadcast possible late on a Saturday?
Our fine folks over at Albany and Richmond A&W. Rambo, AM Mouse and Son, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Erkins Water, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center. Helping us out with baseball, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. Painesville, Mutual Insurance, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Kimball Baseball Association, and Schiefelbein Farms, bringing us baseball here on KASM.
The reliever is Zach Dingman. Zach's going to go into Shug's Hannon's spot. It looks like Ben Johnson will move to second base, and Jordan Joseph goes back to first base. What do we know about Mr. Dingman, Randy?
I know a lot. I mean, Zach started a lot of games for Kimball over the years. Kirby, more of a starting pitcher than a relief pitcher. So that mentality, I don't know if Zach's been able to throw a lot. Usually as a starting pitcher, you'd probably throw a lot prior to the game, do a lot of long tossing and stuff. So just a short roll here might be a little bit different for the guy.
Different atmosphere. And, by the way, you know, your season's on the line. You got first and second, one out.
Right, so, right.
Some hot water, to say the least. Joseph goes the entire 10th. He goes. He ends up going two full innings with the one out he's recorded here in the 11th. But with those two hit-by-pitches, I think Tom just basically saw enough, Randy, where it's like, I can't just let you continue to give away free bases.
Yeah, so I think Ben Johnson will go to second.
He
for
is,
me. Yep, and Shug's Hannon comes out. Zach Dingman will be in Shug's spot.
Wild
stuff. Which was Cade Marquardt's spot.
He got ejected. To think, I saw a game where a team didn't have a hit and won today, and that was kind of the non-exciting game compared to the two that I've seen thus far, compared to this one, because this one's had just about everything. We're glad you're sticking with us here on your Saturday night. The batter will be Brett Sevelko. He had the RBI single that scored Travis Kruger. It did not score Blake Stockert. He got thrown out at the plate. Same scenario right now. As the first offering from Dingman to Sevelko, he fouls that off of the catcher Scott Marquardt, then caught by the on-deck hitter Chris Curry. Big strike one right there for the pitcher Zach Dingman.
I
Dingman's going to be in that seventh spot of the batting order, which would be up like fifth this inning as that pitch missing high. One and one.
Brett Sivalko has been, what would you say, a pest at number nine tonight?
Hit by a couple pitches, had the RBI single. Lined out, the time he hit the ball hardest, he lined out right at Joseph.
Yeah, he did.
Dingman set, first and second, one away. Bottom of the 11th inning. Tie game. As he won one pitch, off speed, what? Missing right there. Moving our count to 2-1.
What part of the plate didn't it hit?
He missed middle?
Wow. Nice pitch, Zach Dingman.
The lightning came after the pitch came in. 2-1 the count. Dingman's 2-1. That misses inside. Now 3-1 on Sivalko. First and second right now, so if he walks him, that game winner moves 90 feet closer.
I would have to think Scott Markworth's got to be saying something behind the plate. I mean, because those last two pitches were close.
That they were. Dingman set
for you, live for
is 3-1. That misses down and in. And the game winner will go over to third base in the form of Blake Stocker. So, you've got to bring the infield all the way in again, don't you?
Pretty much got to put that shift on again, just like you did in, what was it, the ninth inning? Yeah.
And brought to one away.
They're not going to, it appears.
Brooks is still in center. Then ask about are they the thinking that Chris Curry's more of a fly ball hitter?
You can go to Heat Curl, interesting situation here.
They're playing double play depth
looking
up the middle.
Tonight it's been nice over at the fair since I've been here. Maybe a couple of sprinkles, but
if the water was hot before, it's boiling right now.
A good chance of heavy
bases
rain
loaded, one away
tonight into your overnight. With
there's runners at first and second, but they don't mean much with that runner at third. The first offering, it hit him, and that'll do it. A walk off hit by pitch, a fitting end to the game. Touching home plate is Stockert's.
Wow.
And there it is, Randy. Wow. A game in which Kimble hit nine batters. It ends on that ninth one.
Yeah. And I know Zach Dingman feels bad. It was a tough situation for him to come in with his team. I mean, just looking for outs. And probably not totally loose. Ends up walking and then hitting a guy.
Well, can't imagine that. Can't imagine that mound's in very good condition.
No,
you got the wet ball, so. Again, that will
scoring a run without a hit.
Scoring a run without a hit here. The Martin Way for Alexandria in the 11th. We're going to do the Chasm Cap coveted player of the game. Coming up as post-game show right around the corner on Chasm. Templar Firearms
Training. Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy it all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Five birds, a guide with dogs, a catered lunch, and an entrance.
We welcome you back to Soggy Waconia. And Randy, a interesting end to the ball game and an interesting end to the Kimble season.
It's a tale of almost two games, Kirby. The first 8.5 innings of play, then that bottom of the ninth inning where it just turned sour for Kimble. And then it was Alexandria with just numerous scoring chances in the ninth, tenth, And finally in the 11th, where they come up with a scoring opportunity and beat Kimball tonight. Two runs, just five hits, one error for Alexandria. They left 12 on base. And Kimball, one run on eight hits, no errors, and they left 11 men on base. What a shoulda, coulda.
That's the way she goes.
That's baseball. That bites, and I know that many hit batters, too. It's frustrating, frustrating way to give up a win and lose a ball game tonight.
Losing a game and ending your season on a play like that, that's not ideal. And tip of the cap for Kimball. They fought hard all the way. And, you know, playing in the rain, it's not exactly you'd like it to be different, but that's the way she goes.
That's the way she goes. So 2-1, Kimball loses. They are done. Alexandria will go on to play. Looks like Maple Lake.
Maple Lake did defeat.
They got Maple Lake next Saturday. That'll be 1:30.
1:30 here in Chaska.
Over
in Chaska, yeah.
We'll have Luxembourg baseball tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. That is, counting on the weather not dropping maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain. Who knows? We'll see if conditions are good. We'll be here at 11 to do baseball tomorrow. And then Spring Hill baseball tomorrow night. They're telling us 7 o'clock.
That's what they say.
Tomorrow night.
After the 4:30 game.
After the 4:30 game. So we'll have more baseball on KASM tomorrow. I want to thank our Kimball boosters, Albany and Richmond A&W, Rambo, Sheeplebine Farms, and Mouse and Son. Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Erkins Water, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Kimball Baseball Association. All right. Thank you, Scott, back at our studios in Albany. For Manning Controls, Rosary coming up next here on KASM from Waconia and Lionsfield for Kirby Hamish. This is Randy Rothstein. We are going to name our player of the game. Brooks Marquardt is the coveted Chasm Hat player of the game. Brooks with three hits tonight, and he has got the coveted cap.
Scored the only run. He had a great game.
So congratulations, Brooks, on your coveted cap win. That'll do it from Waconia. Scott, it's all yours.